This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Next Tuesday, two veteran congressmen from Chicago are up against a crowd of young candidates who say it's time for new blood in Washington. Congressman Bobby Rush and Danny Davis are icons of the civil rights era who've been in Congress for decades. But as WBEZ's Claudia Morell reports, that history isn't scaring off their Democratic primary challengers.
Okay. All right. My name is Sarah Gadd.
It's a Thursday morning on the south side of Chicago, and Sarah Gadd, a candidate for Congress, is talking to high school students. One girl buries her head in her backpack as the speech drifts into what's starting to sound like a civics lesson.
Right now, we don't have very many young people in Congress. It's all a bunch of old white dudes. They don't care at all about the quality of life of young black people in the south side of Chicago.
Gadd is a law student who talks openly about her struggles with opioid addiction. And she thinks by engaging young voters, going to high schools and colleges and encouraging them to register, she'll have a fighting chance. But it's rough.
How many of you guys are registered to vote?
Maybe three or four hands go up.
The rest of you guys, why not?
Gadd singles out a student in the audience.
You, why not? Just don't think there's a place for you in the democratic process? You just don't care? Well, you guys should care, and you guys are going to care.
Gadd is one of three challengers going up against a staple in Southside politics, Congressman Bobby Rush, a 27-year incumbent who co-founded the Illinois Black Panther Party. Rush has survived cancer, the death of his son, and even a congressional ethics investigation into a church he founded. But this primary season, Gadd thinks he's vulnerable.
If there's one thing that I know and my challengers know and we've picked up on, there are more people throughout this district who want Bobby Rush gone than who want him in.
Rush faces two more candidates who might think the same. Community organizer Robert Emmons Jr. and activist Amina Matthews, whose anti-violence work was highlighted in the documentary The Interrupters. So is Congressman Rush worried?
I'm always worried. I worry every time there's an election, my name is on the ballot.
Rush had a tumor removed from his jaw, so he's a bit hard to understand. But the 73-year-old congressman says he's dedicated his life to the job, talks up an anti-lynching bill he worked on that just got approved by Congress. And as if on cue, his phone rings.
I'm a congressman 24/7, all right?
Meanwhile, in another side of town, Congressman Danny Davis's work ethic is under attack.
It's frustrating, but Danny K. Davis is one of the most absent members of Congress.
Enter Christine Schonbacher, a human rights attorney from Streeterville who's been blanketing local TV.
Our district deserves much more than it is currently getting. We need someone that not only actively shows up to vote, but is championing legislation themselves.
The 7th District is one of the most economically diverse in the state. It stretches from the west suburbs to Chicago's North Lakefront. Davis has strong ties in the city where he served as alderman. But his challengers think his long resume could be a liability.
The incumbent, Danny K. Davis, has been in office for 20 years, and his slogan is literally the name you know.
That's Anthony Clark, a teacher, an Army veteran, and a socialist. Clark has been pushing an issues-heavy campaign, Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, and ending homelessness. The Chicago Sun-Times even endorsed him over Davis.
No one's ever told me that they're supporting the incumbent based upon policy. Generally, it's been, oh, I'm comfortable with this individual. I know this individual. Tying back to name recognition.
So, is Congressman Davis worried about March 17th?
I do things that my opponents wouldn't have the slightest idea about doing. I don't think I would have any reason to be worried. I work every election just as I work every day.
Davis is not happy that his voting record is being questioned in a TV ad. He says the only votes he missed were ceremonial, like those naming a post office or a resolution honoring someone. As for him being too old, he's 78.
And I laugh at that, given the fact that Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and I are all about the same ages. Nancy Pelosi is older.
His advice for the youngins going after him? Real wise people know that the best time to run is when there's an open seat. Claudia Morell, WBEZ News.